Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, here we are again. Thanks for joining us on Pioneer Valley Radio. This is Brad Shepherd, of course. In October, well, it was up and down for temperature. So what's ahead for November? Well, we've started the month of November. We will dip down 10 degrees to 42, but November is no stranger to warm temperatures. Western Mass saw a high of 77 last year on November 5. Now, normally, we see high temperatures in the 50s and lows in the low 30s. Our November temperature outlook is warmer than expected, which could bring 50-degree highs into the 60s. Okay, if you say so, we'll take it. How about wine-tasting fun at Cheers, an evening of art and wine at the Springfield Museum. This will be Thursday, the 2nd, 5:30 to 8:30 in the DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts. It is the art of wine in France and Italy. Oh, and then the tasting of four wines. How about Les Deux Moulins Loire Valley Sauvignon Blanc? That's a light, bright white Sauvignon Blanc from the Loire Valley. Paul-Nicole Chablis Vin. It's a benchmark Chardonnay from Chablis that never touches oak and may therefore make you reconsider your feelings about Chardonnay. How about Jean Foyard Beaujolais Village 2021, a gorgeous, chillable, and gulpable light red. And we also have Bussola Valpolicella Superiore Ripassa Cadaleto 2018. That's a spectacular red, full red of Ripasso made from twice-pressed raisins. How about that? Well, the evening also includes a live auction with some three bespoke luxury trips and silent auction with an array of wine, art-inspired experiences, and objects. And tickets, $125 a person at the Springfield Museums. Mayor Sarno, Congressman Richard E. Neal, and Executive Director of Parks and Recreation Management, Pat Sullivan, very pleased to announce that the City of Springfield has been selected by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the National Park Service to get up to $1 million in Land and Water Conservation Fund grant assistance for the Springfield Bike and Skate Park project at Girdonville Park, that's on Liberty Street. The development of Girdonville Park is a collaborative project between the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, National Park Service, Land and Water Conservation Fund, Grant Program, and the City of Springfield. U.S. health regulators are warning consumers not to use more than 24 varieties of over-the-counter eye drops because of the risk of infections that could lead to blindness. Well, now that I've frightened you, I'm sure you'll want more info. The FDA says this advisory applies to lubricating drops sold by six companies, including CVS Health, Target, Rite Aid, and Cardinal Health. Consumers should stop using the products immediately and avoid purchasing any that remain on pharmacy and store shelves. The agency asked the companies to recall their products last week because FDA inspectors found unsanitary conditions and bacteria at the facility producing the eye drops. The FDA did not disclose the location of the factory or when it was inspected. No injuries related to the products have been reported at the time of the announcement, but the FDA has encouraged doctors and patients to submit cases through the agency's online reporting system. Earlier this year, federal officials linked an outbreak of drug-resistant bacteria to eye drops from two companies, EzraCare and Delsum Pharma. Well, more than some 80 people in the U.S. tested positive for eye infections from the rare bacterial strain. This comes from the most recent update from the CDC and Prevention. Now, after the products were recalled in February, health inspectors visited the manufacturing plant in India that made the eye drops and uncovered problems with how they were made and tested, including inadequate sterility measures. I'd like to send out our congratulations to Big Y on their fundraiser for the Hawaii wildfires. The relief campaign was held from August 21st to September 6th at the local supermarket registers, online, and at the express check. The money raised was donated to the American Red Cross Network response to provide humanitarian relief to people affected by the wildfires. In 1648, Margaret Jones, a midwife, became the first person in Massachusetts and the second in New England to be executed for witchcraft decades before the infamous Salem witch trials. Nearly four centuries later, the state and region are still working to come to grips with the scope of its witch trial legacy. Hundreds of individuals were accused of witchcraft in what would become the Commonwealth of Massachusetts between 1638 and 1693, and most did escape execution. The latest effort comes from a group dedicated to clearing the names of all those accused, arrested, or indicted for witchcraft in Massachusetts, whether or not the accusations ended in hanging. The Massachusetts Witch Hunt Justice Project, made up of history buffs and descendants, is hoping to persuade the state to take a fuller reckoning of its early history. Can I interest you in a free donut with that coffee? Well, I'll tell you exactly how you can get one in just a moment, right after Mark Auerbach joins us with his current Artsbeat report. Mark?
Springfield Symphony Orchestra performs Holst's The Planets on Saturday afternoon at Symphony Hall. It's a family-friendly program that also includes Mozart's Jupiter Symphony. Nicholas Hirsch conducts. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. Goodspeed Musicals will open its 2024 season with a Rob Ruggiero-Helms production of The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Rupert Holmes' musical based on Charles Dickens' unfinished novel. Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, originally in production at Goodspeed when the pandemic hit, will be staged by Clay Yu this summer. A new musical, Maggie Plays Goodspeed Early Fall, followed by A Christmas Story, the musical. For details, goodspeed.org. Healing Waters, a curated selection of original stories told by Western Mass people, will be performed as a benefit for the Hospice of the Fisher Home on November 5th at the Shea Theater in Turner's Falls. Healing Waters is a collaboration between the Northeast Death Care Collaborative and Hospice of the Fisher Home, an independent nonprofit hospice organization in Amherst. For details, sheatheater.org. Moonglow, Jack Neary's romantic comedy set in Lowell, runs at West Springfield's Majestic Theater through December 3rd, Neary directs. For details, majestictheater.com. There's a little bit of Hollywood in Western Massachusetts. The new film, The Holdovers, starring Paul Giamatti, filmed many of its scenes in Western Massachusetts, mostly on the campus of the Northfield Mount Hermon School in Gill. Alexander Payne directs the film for Focus Pictures. The official release date is November 10th, and it is in previews in many of the area theaters. Spring Break in London. Chester Theatre Company repeats its eagerly anticipated London Theatre Tour, March 16th through the 24th, 2024. It's led by Chester directors James Barry and Tara Franklin. The tour, which includes transportation to Boston, round-trip air, hotel, transfers, and tickets to five productions, including those on the West End. And for details, chestertheater.org. And Not on This Land, The Fight Against the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, Western Mass filmmaker Christopher Landy's documentary, received a Grand Jury Award at the 2023 Richmond, Virginia International Film Festival. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Now, beginning November 1, so it's already underway, Dunkin' is offering a free classic donut with any drink purchase every Wednesday through December 27th. And it's now time to pair it with the seasonal bestseller, Cookie Butter Cold Brew. It has notes of brown sugar and buttery cookies, topped with cookie butter cold foam and cookie butter crumbles. All new this year is the spiced cookie coffee, and it tastes like oatmeal cookies in a cup. And this coffee has brown sugar and vanilla flavors with oat milk. In addition to the new coffee flavor, Duncan now has loaded hash browns, which comes with hash browns, warm cheddar queso, a hint of jalapeno, and crispy crumbled bacon all in a cup. Thank you, Duncan. And thank you very much for being with us on our program. We appreciate it, and thanks to Mark Auerbach, and I hope you'll join us on our next edition of our show here at Pioneer Valley Radio, where Western Mass is forefront all the time. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.